بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on March 10th, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the chairman and members of the Assembly of Experts. The meeting was held at the end of the 9th session of the Assembly. National power and strength is vital for every nation. Another element is culture and lifestyle. This is another element of power. If a nation is a mere follower of others in terms of lifestyle, without the power to voice its own opinions, and if it is lacking in a well-established culture of its own, this is naturally a big weakness in national power. Another element is having an attractive logic capable of influencing other nations and of achieving a strategic depth for the country. When you have an attractive logic in the Islamic Republic, which is attractive to other nations and which has great potential to attract others, when you discuss it with them directly, this will be your strategic depth. All these things constitute the interrelated chain of national power. Of course, there are other elements that I will return to later on, the ones which are related to our discussion.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
You must note that none of these arms of power should be cut off in favor of the others. We do not have the right to cut off any of these arms of power with the belief that they might be in conflict with the other elements. No, all of them must move forward alongside one another, which is possible. It is really naive if someone suggests that we decrease our defensive power so as not to make the enemies sensitive. In my opinion, there is no statement which is more simple-minded than saying that we must decrease our defensive power and our foreign security muscle so that the enemies do not become sensitive. For instance, such opinions claim that we must not have any regional presence so that such and such a superpower will not be on bad terms with us and will not have an excuse. No, regional presence is our strategic depth. This, in itself, is a tool for the power and strength of the Islamic government. Why should we lose it when we can and must have such a thing? I could equally mention the suggestion to forego our scientific progress.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done. to me.